Bonsoir, Monsieur Dan. It is Sunday, December 22nd, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting to you live during the winter solstice from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour was Dirty Booty Bass by King Felix. Yes, how's everyone doing? There's one more Sunday coming up within this year, 2013, and I'm looking forward to it. Very excited to leave this year behind and go onwards and upwards and all this. During tonight's broadcast, I should be having a repeat visit from Silent J, Silent J of the Junk Punch Radio, his very own show here on Blog Talk Radio. So he should be joining me, about 20, 30 minutes. So just sit tight and enjoy. I will be back with some news briefs and current events and updates and, I guess, a little bit of, like, intel about all the cool, exciting things I'm planning for Playtime with Sandra Radio and Naked Girls Radio. So, yeah. Hope you like it. Here you go. Check out check out Drop by Legendary Inc. And I'll be right back with you.
Swag check, mic check. Money check, what's next? Cause money ain't the issue, baby girl, we got guap. Now all we need for you to do is make that booty drop now. You doing, girl, show me if you really can do it. The way that you're moving got me so sprung, make me wanna dance with you all night long. Now make that booty bounce then bring it on back. I love the way you clap with that dip in your back, girl, you so sexy. The way you make it drop, stick it up, throw it back for a little then stop. Now drop, 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 then make that booty pop. Drop, 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 then make that booty pop. Like camera action, main attraction. Booty so big, girl, can I get a fraction? I love it with a passion, so drop it to the flow. Shorty got me froze, cause she drop it so cool. Swag check, mic check. Money check, what's next? Cause money ain't the issue, baby girl, we got guap. Now all we need for you to do is make that booty drop now. Drop, 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 drop. Make that booty drop, girl. Shake it, pimp it, you can see it everywhere. Everybody juke it, cause them girls don't care. Standing on the sideline, you know your boy not. Cause when they hit his beat, man, them girls gon' drop. They do it in the line, looking like they on a drill team. Dropping something vicious, some say it's something real mean. The girl hopped up on me soon as I had stepped up on the scene. The way the girl dropping, man, la mama tried to kill me. My eyes hypnotized when she make that thing twerk. My thing got hard when she make that thing work. Can do it by herself, but she did it with a friend. Bounce that booty up, then drop it low again. They do it at the same time, looking like twins. If there was a contest, them two will win. D-R-O-P, and let's see who the best. Everybody bouncing, it's a drop fest. Swag check, mic check, money check, what's next? Cause money ain't the issue, baby girl, we got guap. Now all we need for you to do is make that booty drop now. Drop, 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 make that booty drop, girl. Drop, 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 make that booty drop, girl. Make it drop, can you make it drop,
can you make
girl?
It drop?
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
Can you make it drop?
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
Can you make it drop?
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
Can you make it drop?
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
Can you make it drop?
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
I can make it drop.
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
I can make it drop.
Make it drop. Can you make it drop?
I can make it drop.
Make it drop.
Can you make it drop,
I can make
girl?
It drop.
Make it drop. I wanna see it drop. Swag check, mic check, money check. What's next? Cause money ain't the issue, baby girl, we got guap. Now all we need for you to do is make that booty drop. Now, drop, 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 drop. Make that booty drop, girl. Drop, 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 drop. Make that booty drop, girl. Gon' 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 make that booty drop.
Make it drop, make it drop, make it drop, make it drop, make it drop.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. The two songs you just heard were Drop by Legendary Inc. They're over on Naked Girls Radio if you want to hear more of their music, and By Design by Mystery Pills. Yes. Alrighty, first things first, let's see, let's give a little birthday shout-outs real fast to Ralph Fiennes, Susan Powder, Luther Campbell, Vanessa Paradis, Jen Hawkins, Australian Miss Universe 2004, and Jordan Sparks, and my puppy doggy, who's looking at me right now, Sir Fyodor. He just turned two within the past, what are we now, the past 9 days? Yeah, within the past 9 days or so. And yeah, he actually did get his magical treats of really good Cesar Millan filet mignon treat. That's his favorite. So thank you out there for that gift. And also want to thank, where did you go? Let's see. Ben, the photographer in Arizona, for the Jägermeister t-shirt. I will be taking pictures in that very, very soon for you and for everybody over on livinggrind.com. And Nippy for the Comic-Con gifts. And Jimbo for the Hello Kitty swag. Very lovely housewarming decor. And Master Scorpion for, too many things to name and list all right now off the top of my head. But the most recent, most awesome gift was a signed copy with this, like a certificate apostille, whatever, of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, signed by Maya Angelou, with it all registered and certified and delivered and sealed and la la la, oficial. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And special memories in the memory of George Eliot, Jack Ham, Franz Boas, Samuel Beckett, Butterfly McQueen, the woman who played Prissy in Gone with the Wind, James Meade, and happy National Math Day. Get thee away, math. Yes, National Math Day for India, and happy Mother's Day for Indonesia. Woohoo! Yeah. Alrighty. I have, like, I don't know, 10 different little, like, topics and snippets and stuff that I can go over. I don't know where to start first. I guess at the beginning might make sense, but why make sense? Why? I don't know. So, in the meanwhile, let me play a song here for you real fast. Hi. And then I will be right back with you. But in the meanwhile, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And here is Forever by In This Moment.
Oh, Hello, party people. Right now, I'm going to read for you a poem by one of my favorite French écrivains, Mr. Charles Baudelaire. And I will start right now. I don't know if I should do it in English or in French. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to start with where that poem came from on my former postings of my blog when it first started off with WordPress. Anyways, okay, so a night for white nights. I always do depend on the kindness of strangers. Today calls for a tribute to the white knights in shining armor who have been so generous throughout my lifetime and career as a web chick. You mean so very much, and you do so very much, to make me smile, to make me laugh, to make me thank the stars above that they're living, breathing angels right here on Earth. Here's to a long, luxurious alliance of kindred spirits, lonely hearts, abundant moments of joy, and unbridled excellence. It's all because of you that any of this is possible. You keep me going through good times and bad, through the dawn's early light, and the periods of abyss, which befall despite my most earnest intentions. In honor of you, and in honor of the tribute, here's one of my most favorite poems by Monsieur Charles Baudelaire. Okay. À une passante. La rue assourdissante autour de moi hurlait. Longue, mince, un grand deuil, douleur majestueuse. Une femme passa d'une main fastueuse, soulevant, balançant, le feston et l'ourlet. Agile et noble avec sa jambe de statue, moi je buvais, crispé comme un extravagant. Dans son œil, ciel livide où j'aime l'ouragan, la douceur qui fascine et le plaisir qui tue. Un éclair, puis la nuit, fugitive beauté, dont le regard m'a fait soudainement renaître. Ne te verrai-je plus que dans l'éternité? Ailleurs, bien loin d'ici, trop tard, jamais peut-être, car j'ignore où tu fuis, tu ne sais où je vais. Ô toi qui j'eusse aimé, ô toi qui le savais. And this was my English translation. The busy boulevard screeched all around me. Long, thin, and great mourning, majestic sorrow. A woman passed, of such controlled, elegant poise and grace, lifting, swinging, her hem and her seam. Agile and noble, with her statuesque legs. Me, I was drunk in her presence, tense like an extravagant. And her eyes, a blue sky from which hurricanes are stirred. A fascinating tenderness and a pleasure which kills. A flash. The night falls. Fugitive beauty, whose eyes had so suddenly awakened me within. Will I never see you again for all of eternity? Elsewhere? Quite far away from this moment. Too late. Never, perhaps, for I have no idea where you have fled. You know not of where I am going. Oh, you, who I would have loved. Oh, you, who knew this all along. Voila. That concludes the reading of À une passante by Mr. Charles Baudelaire. Good night.
And that was Happening for Lulu by Krauss from Free Music Archives. And before that, you heard Four White Nights. Yes. Oh, yeah. Where was I going to begin? Okay. Well, I'm still trying to get all the names and everything correctly. But I guess one of the biggest news stories that's happened within the past 2 weeks was Federal District Judge Clark Wadoop, yeah, in Utah, his ruling basically that the prohibition against cohabitation violates the First Amendment, which in a wraparound way somewhat removes some of the stigma, I guess, of polygamy or mass couplings of adults in one household, married or otherwise. I was just looking at some stuff about that. I guess apparently Wadoops was a nominee of President George Bush, and the Utah governor, Gary Herbert, he's a bit concerned, and he's still trying to mull over the reasoning and logic behind the decision. So while he's doing that, everyone else can go, woohoo! Hey, I'm sure that made quite a few people happy. I know, in principle, it made me very happy. Yes. But, yeah, so that was one of the things. I might look at a little bit more about it and share a bit more. But that was one of the biggest surprising news stories that I've heard as of late. And the other was about Canada. And they also had their own First Amendment type of issue, or free speech type of issue, with prostitution and the practice therein. And so I'll go into that a bit more in a little while. Maybe I'll ask Silent Jay what his thoughts are. I don't know. Maybe. But yes, I'm going to get some more info and intel and links on all of that. But I was just now looking on Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk, about the cohabitation story coming out of Utah and the U.S. District Court. What was that? What was I going to do? Let's see. Let's make a cuter, smaller, harmless story real fast. Let's see. okay. One cool tip, I guess, for anyone out there. If you like stock footage and beautiful scenery and all this, and you want it for free to use on, like, blogs and stuff like that, you can go to Morgue Files, Morgue, M-O-R-G-U-E, Files, and they have, like, this whole beautiful collection. I found, like, 20 photos that were, like, stellar of, like, I don't know, beautiful sculptures, nature scenes, landscapes, stuff like this. I liked it a lot, and it shows, you know, where and when you may need to credit and how to do so. But aside from that, it is, like, free, open access, and they're, like, great, because I've seen quite a few different, you know, open access, what would you call it? Yeah, free to use stock images and things like this, and some sites are cool, or some have some diamonds in the rough, and some are just like, why are you doing this? Why? Just to do it, whereas that site actually, wow, the quality level, like, at a minimum, is just awesome. I really liked it, and maybe you will as well. Speaking of open access, what was it? Was it Target? I believe it was Target that has, like ID theft and, like, millions upon millions of cards compromised and stuff like that. That makes me happy that I have not really gone out to do my shopping at stores like Target. Not happy for everybody that might have been affected by any of this hacking or ID theft, but just happy to have avoided that. A lot of what I like to do lately within the past few years is, like, I don't know, create stuff, create things, create videos, create collages, recordings, different stuff like that, where it's kind of like you already have, you know, the innate tools of your voice or your image or images of things you love or that are beautiful, and then you have the, you know, equipment, cameras, phones, la 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 la, and, you know, memory, sentimentality, all these sorts of things are, like, so much more valuable sometimes. Sometimes. Mostly. I mean, I don't know. Luxury items are awesome, too. I'm not going to deny that. But, yes, personalized, customized, meaningful gifts are, like, the best ever, truly. So, yeah, just put that out there. And, okay, there's a few other things, but I'm going to come back to some of the bigger topics. But let me give you, I'll give you Houdini Act by Mongrel, and then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hey, it's Silent J. How you doing?
Silent J! Woohoo! How are you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Always nice to hear from you. Oh, what have you been doing?
I've been busy. I left Blog Talk, and I'm on a new platform for my show and doing a bunch of stuff with that. And so, yeah.
Which link are you using to get to your site? What should I type in to find you?
The website is Vetson Media. It's VETSONMEDIA. And you'll see the section for Silent J.
Oh, right on. Do you know, like, the owners of the site, or, like, you just found it, or it was recommended, or what's going on?
It was recommended. I'm doing my work with Tactical16.com. It's vet-friendly publishing company. They publish books written by veteran authors. And I got linked up with the guys, Adam and James from Vets On, through Tactical 16, and kind of combined forces and a bunch of veterans trying to take over the media world.
On. Ooh. All right. You know what? I actually have a question. Indirectly related, I guess. This was like maybe a week or two ago. I was looking at random stuff online, and I was looking at, like, you know, when people, like entertainers or celebrities or just like sometimes randoms, they'll just go and like entertain the troops in different places. I like looked and saw how it's like surprisingly, I mean, there's work involved in it, but I mean, it's pretty straightforward to do that. Did you ever partake in watching like entertainers or like comedians or celebrities or anybody come out and like perform like concerts or shows?
Most of the time when I was overseas, I never really watched any of the shows. I either didn't have an opportunity to do so, or I let, during my last deployment, I let my guys go and see a show. I think, who was it? Toby Keith was playing. And I let my guys go and watch it, and I stayed behind and watched the gear. But, oh, you know what? I take that back. I saw Bret Michaels in Kuwait, and then I flew up to Baghdad the next day, and he happened to go up there as well. So I saw Bret Michaels back-to-back, once in Kuwait and once in Baghdad. So,
wow.
In consecutive nights. So.
Jeez, was he tired? I always wonder, like, you know, on a long flight and like perform and all this, to come and say what's up or whatever, like, depends on how long you actually stay to get acclimated, if you can be like at your best, because you're like already there, you're used to it, but I just wonder, you know, the energy level of people that are just coming by for a minute or two.
I think he had a high energy level. I think it's, as an entertainer, I guess, you would get some kind of a rush or a high, you know, if you're over there entertaining troops, I guess you want to be there. So, it pumps you up a little bit. So I think he got that. And I saw some, I forget who it was, some old, like, jazz, blues kind of entertainer. I mean, that guy was very high energy. I mean, he put James Brown to shame, and this guy was
really
all over the place. Yeah, I forgot his name. It was pretty cool.
You got to remember who he is. You got to think about it. I want to know.
I'd have to ask a buddy of mine. But yeah, it was one of those shows. It's like, you know, if it was back in the States and you watched it at a club, everybody would get laid. It was like one of those type of shows.
Darn it. Well, that would seem infuriating then, I would think. Like, are you all allowed to fraternize? I don't know. Is there, like, it all hot and bothered, and there's no one to relieve themselves on?
Yeah, no, we're not technically supposed to, but trust me, there's enough of that going on over there.
I missed my calling. I could have been rendering aid. What the hell, man? Dude. Yes. Anyways, so I guess, did that, like, boost the morale of everyone, like, for days on end after the fact? Or, like,
yeah,
make them more
I know
pissed
back
off,
in...
like, fuck.
It was weird. Like, some guys were pissed off, you know, like, oh, what is so-and-so doing here? When I was over in Iraq in 2003, I never partook in any of the shows. I guess I was bitter at that time. And then when I was there a few years later.
You got there bitter, you know, from the jump? You were bitter from the day you, like, landed?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I didn't want to go see Robin Williams or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, like.
Oh, well, okay, never mind. Okay, depends on who's keeping you company. Okay, I get it. All righty. Oh, wow. All right, well, how is that, I can't believe Arnie went out there. How's the stuffed dog doing? For those of you who are not aware, I had an interview with him, with Silent J a while back, and there was his puppy dog that had, you know, become deceased, who had passed on to the doggy heavens or something. How did your daughter take that? Or, like, does she know yet? Or does she still think he's away at camp or boarding school?
Oh, he ran away to Hollywood, and he's in commercials now. So whenever she sees that breed of dog on a commercial, she's like, I know that's Max. Yeah, it's one of those really crappy parent moments where it's like, it's really nuts. She thinks he's a movie star now. He ran off to New York City, and he's a bit actor in commercials now. So, yeah, so. It helped her. It helped her with the healing process. So she goes, I think he'll come back one day when he's rich. But so, God, I forgot all about that. Now I feel like crap again.
Aw, darn it. Okay, well, how can I lift your spirits, young man?
I got a laundry list.
I want to turn that frown upside down.
I did want to talk about, because you seem like a sophisticated individual, from all the things that you're involved in, and I think somebody that has erotica tagline, you know, with them has got to be a bit sophisticated. Well, I've been writing an article in an online men's magazine called IronMikeMag.com. about whiskey and classic cocktails. So I write about, like, old cocktails like the Manhattan or the Moscow Mule or
how about
the Brooklyn
Singapore
Bridge.
Singapore Sling?
No, I haven't gotten there yet because I started doing cocktails and then I wrote
But for me, sorry, I'm going to interject real fast. For me, it's always, like, curious to me with some of the names that drinks are given, because, like, I'm going to go ahead and just say I'm a bit ignorant with, like, war details, like, that were before my time. So, like, anything involving anywhere that's not America, I'm, like, typical American of, like, would that be weird to say the name of the drink of certain, like drinks, depending on where I am? Like, it was funny asking for la cucaracha drinks in some countries. It was interesting asking for Singapore Sling in other countries. Like, I don't know. Are there any, like, foul, like, drink names that you know of that you just try to, or they're like, save this name instead if you want to ask for it in this area? or whatever?
You know, I really don't know, because every time I go overseas, I'm not allowed to drink.
What?
So I've never been able to partake in having a nice cocktail in Qatar or
Wait,
Egypt
is that,
or
is that only
you know,
because
or,
of where? Is that only because of where you are?
Like, it was because
you know,
of the
like,
job and where, like, whenever I got free time, I was usually in,
but I mean, if you're stationed
like a Middle
cool,
Eastern country,
like,
yeah,
like if
I need
you're
to
like
be stationed
a cooler
in, like,
place,
France.
Yeah, they would let you drink, right, within reason.
I did a lot of drinking overseas the last time, but it was not in reason and it was not legal, so.
What? Why are you telling me this?
Because I think the supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, but
well, they told
supposedly
you, they
the
told
last
you
time
it was alcohol or ethanol. Maybe it was rubbing alcohol. I don't know.
Oh no! Somebody that looked exactly like me used to get packages in the mail of top shelf liquor. And somebody that looked exactly like me was kind of like the bootlegger of the desert in Iraq. And somebody that looks like me made enough money yeah. while he was over there to go on a vacation when he got back home. So, yeah, I find a
oh my
really
goodness.
Fun way. You know, my roots are from New York, and, you know,
well,
I just...
New York is all over
know,
the place. You were, like, so mixed. You're a perfect mix.
Yeah, we find a way to have fun and party and make money. So I don't if it's the desert
what?
in the Middle East or not. Yeah. So I guess
well,
that was a bootlegger.
That is the American way. Dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
All I was missing was a hot girl that could speak French. Do you know any of those?
Outside of myself, I do, actually. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I was talking about
so
you.
So you have to come to California to see them. What happened? Or go with me to France and see them. Mm.
I would definitely go to France. I don't know if I've told you this, my retirement plan, I want to do one of two things. I either want to become a bloated American on a beach in Belize, just go down to Belize and drink on the beach, or go to France and become a truffle farmer and have a plot of oak trees and grow truffles and make a lot of money. That's one of the
France.
Two. I don't know.
Do France. That's what I would suggest because they, yeah, I don't know. I would say do that because then you could host people. Like you can have people come and stay in your bed and breakfast that is just your farm. And they can help you, like, do agro stuff. Like, yeah. Have you heard of that organization
See,
called, like, Wolf? Literally,
no.
Like, WW... something where it's like all about organic farming. You can go to like Italy, France, and all of these countries, and like in exchange for room and board, like you just help them farm like stuff, plants and shrubs and animals, or who knows? Yeah.
I didn't know that. Sure, yeah.
You should do that. Plus, the water is probably going to be better in general to drink by then. We're here. I'm not so sure because, like, yeah, we're too close to, like, radiated water. I don't know if you want to do that, like, 20, 30 years from now. I don't know when your retirement age will be.
I'm 34. I'm 34 now, so hopefully my plan is I'm getting out of the...
You want to retire at 40?
I would love to. No, I'm getting off of active duty this summer, and I'm going to move back home, and I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to start doing some film work and podcasting and online radio. I mean, radio is my first love, but I'm finding my passion to be film work, and I want to do documentary-style films.
I think documentaries would be awesome. I look forward to watching them if you're making them. Plus, I want you to do a documentary, like, recreation of, like, that, like, nude, like, sketch thing that you told me about. When you,
oh yeah, when I posed, when I posed nude, yeah, at a
with the square balls. Yeah.
Yeah. I want a detailed. So better.
Yeah. Well, I want a detailed reenactment documentary.
You know what I want to do. My first film project is going to be sometime this summer. I don't want to give too many details away. I was brainstorming with a friend of mine, Jamie, from his radio show is Vets on vetsonmedia.com, and we were brainstorming and talking about different stuff. He goes to school for journalism, and I'm probably going to go for
production. He's your
production.
Director guy, right? He's your film dude, yeah?
Yeah, he's a
Travis.
Big guy.
Sorry,
he'll be my
Travis.
Bodyguard.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, Tony. Tony's going to be my bodyguard. So, but we were talking, and I got this project that I'm going to do over the summer, and I think we were thinking the same exact thing. So I don't want to really talk too much about what it is because I'm not going to get a film from it, for one. Because I just looked it up, and it's like, no, I don't have $1 million for insurance. And it's going to be like an undercover, like,
it has to be, like, in this country or what? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. For it to work, it has to be in this country. And I'm going to do it in my hometown. Basically, the gist is I'm going to go homeless for a handful of days. And,
well,
don't
go to Orange County.
No.
Yeah,
if they
were you're from, where it's safe and nice and pleasant.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm going to do it in my hometown because I kind of know the ins and the outs, whereas say I did it somewhere like, I don't know, say Miami. I don't know the first thing about, you know, Miami. So I'm going to do it in Buffalo, New York, and he's going to do kind of like the same exact project. There's going to be some variations between ours, but it's under the same banner where it's going to be like a dual project of sorts. It's just very early planning phase, but that's going to be my first.
Are you
going to
be wearing like wearable computing, so it's not obvious that you're filming or you don't care?
Oh yeah, I'm going to wear a GoPro cam and I'm going to dress the part. Act the part, you know. I'm not gonna probably gonna not shower for a few weeks prior, and I'm just gonna really submerge. I'm serious.
Ew.
I'm gonna really submerge my. I have to though. How many times have you smelled a clean bum? You know. So I'm gonna I'm really gonna submerge myself into the role, you know.
Oh.
And then
go roll around in like a skunk spray, like chase skunks around and then lay down and roll.
I chase skunks around it long enough. I'm
going to
do that project.
Okay.
I'm not going to shower for a couple of weeks for art. So,
that's
but the other
a
couple other projects I want to do, I want to follow somebody like you around, somebody that's into the more erotic side of things. Like when you're doing something interesting, I don't want to follow you around in your house. You know, that could be quite boring.
I think that's so much cooler. Totally.
But like,
there's nothing more erotic than sweat gym socks and like, I don't know, hair everywhere and.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Watching the paint dry. I don't know.
I want to follow somebody interesting around. So I feel you're
okay.
Pretty damn interesting.
I may or may not be interesting, but you know what? You could probably watch me in my sleep because I've been told I am wild in my sleep, like wild. But what I was going to say was. Wait,
that's called voyeurism.
2 seconds. I'm like losing. Wait, okay. My memory shot to hell. Okay. Oh yes, I would say not necessarily what you would think would be the most interesting point in time to film somebody in like adult entertainment or something. I don't think that would necessarily be the most like, opportune time, and here's why. The reason why is I was reading, like, an article on Vice.com where there was some dude who, like, he had started this, like, business where it was, like, he took tech girls, models of age to, like, the UK and, like, a party bus and, like, you know, guys could, like, hang out and meet them and, woo, let's go, and they'd just go hanging out in different clubs, and that did, like, smashingly well. And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to do, like, a porn, like, school where people can watch, like, you know, how porn is created live. And it was, like, the most uncomfortable and awkward experience ever for the guests and, like, the models.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I don't want,
like,
to do anything
call,
like that.
Like, random or whatever. But, I mean, what can what can an erotic person do that's, like, above and beyond what everybody else does aside from filming? That's what I mean. That's why, like,
oh yeah, no, I don't want to,
you know,
do that.
I mean?
I don't want to make a you know, something, some dumb fluff piece like that. I mean, like, say if you're trying to,
like,
come up with
together,
a,
like,
an article. Like, I would say, like, if I was going to film you, obviously be in your sleep, that would be fun. But, like, you know, you setting up to do your, you setting up to do your show, you know, or are you setting up to, when you start to write, like, and you explain, stuff like that I find interesting. When somebody that's artistic, how they find that, that piece that's going to captivate them and be artistic.
Well, you're going to have, like, a time-lapse thing, because I can't think of anything more painful.
Oh, no, it'll all be in fast-forward, so.
Oh, okay, well, there we are.
I'm going to have to work on that one. I'll get back. I'll have my people get
think
back
about
to your
it.
People on that one.
Think about it. Yeah. Dude.
But if I ever film, like, a music video, I'll just film you in your sleep. Well.
Oh, that can be really hot, actually. Yeah, especially naked.
Never had a problem with that in life. except for when they draw you in weird shapes. So I'm still bitter about that.
What? Wait, what?
You said when they draw you in weird shapes. Lady drew my testicles as squares. I'm still bitter about that one.
I don't
have a copy, unfortunately. There's a
it was her interpretation. She was like,
yeah.
Some dude. The dude at the funeral, Mandela's funeral, she's an interpretive drawer, artist.
Yeah, for
the, your balls meant something very special.
For your listeners that don't know the backstory on this, I posed nude for an art class once, and I was in a pose, and you had to sit or, you know, pose for, like, I don't know, some weird amount of time, like 45 minutes, and then you get a 5-minute break, and then you got to sit back, you know, pose again in the same position. And the professor, instructor, whatever it was, said, you know, when you walk by, don't look at their work. I don't want you to get self-conscious. I'm like, okay. And the first thing I do when I walk by, I glance over at this girl's sketch, and this lady had drawn my testicles in a square shape. And not realizing, it was for a sculpting class, and they were just doing a quick sketch, you know. You know, for a memory
Did
boost,
you get
I guess.
A mold,
and,
like a cast of it afterwards?
No,
like
I didn't want any part of it afterwards because of what she did to my junk. So.
Did it wreck, like, was it like a boner crusher? Like, you couldn't, like, even get a raging semi for, like, a week later? Or
oh, no. No problem there, but what the problem was, there was... There were some ugly girls in the class. Well, let's not say ugly. There were some girls that weren't my type in the class. And then there were some girls that were really my type in the class. And there was a lot of internal fighting within myself to I guess, not change any part of my physique.
I think that's a problem. I think you shouldn't worry about that. It's, like, natural. And I think for the women that you were attracted to, you would have become infinitely more attractive had you let your fur fly. Because, like, I think it's rude and cruel to, like, restrain yourself around adults and, like, where you're not, it's not like you're approaching them and rubbing all up on them. You're, like, just sitting there and you see something hot. You should react. Like, you shouldn't make yourself not react. What the hell? Like, that's appreciation.
Yeah,
that's like the art appreciating the viewer. Like,
see, now I didn't want it to be like, you know, the one, you know, say somebody I wasn't really into to, like, get all excited. What am I going to do? Point at the person, like, see this right? This is for you.
No, this is for you.
This one is for you, not for you over there.
You could be like the Sphinx. You're like, who knows who it's for? Let's guess.
Oh, see, I should have just went for a big fun night and said this is for all of you.
Yes, see, I am communing with the universe, and I want you all to take part in my enjoyment.
Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah. You know, if I was more in tune with myself, then I should have. You know what? Maybe I'm gonna do that again. I'm gonna have to start
working out
and then do it again.
I have an idea. It just came to me right now.
Ooh, let's hear it.
What you should do is corral or commission some nudie people or entertainers and take them to a nudist retreat and see how, you know, the wild interacts with the wild. I think that would be cool because I think New York has, like, some monk-type places, like, serene, whatever, like, there's no TV, nothing, everybody's just quiet in some place. But then I think there's also some nudist, like, retreats there. And if not, there's some in, like, the Midwest.
I know there's
and Palm
a
Springs,
few.
California. There's still, like, you know, porno chicks, like, hanging out where everybody's already nude, too.
See, that, I mean, I would be very interested in not so much, like, the nude aspect. I think it would be cool, you know.
Or them in church.
You see a bunch of naked chicks walking around. That's pretty exciting. But I've always wanted to ask people, like, you know, because people are so self-conscious about themselves, Americans. Let's not tag the rest of the world with our problems. Americans are so concerned with nudity and sex that when you find these little pockets, these little groups of individuals who, you know, kind of take the European approach to, you know, the human body, it's just whatever. A body's a body. We all have one. Different shapes and sizes, but, you know, and then just ask people, like, how did you get to the point to where you're comfortable with yourself and your surroundings where this is not a problem for you or anybody around you, you know? I mean, I think we should have more of those. I think we should have more nudist colonies and camps and getaways because people are way too uptight. I found way too uptight. I'm uptight.
Okay.
I'm not joking anybody. I'm a bit uptight.
What? How? I don't get it. And yet you want to dedicate, like, part of your summer to porno people. What?
I, you know what? I guess
there's some dissonance
for
there.
For me, the best way to get over something or, I don't know, work through something or get over a fear or a phobia is to just, like, jump right in, you know, just dive right in.
Really?
It's, yeah.
Okay, well, remind me not to let you get behind me.
Can't make any promises.
Damn it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, then I am officially on notice. I'm on guard. Oh, my goodness. Okay, which reminds me. Yes, let me go. I don't know if you're able to, like, tune in at all before you called in, but, like, there were two big things in the news. I'll briefly, like, mention them again. One was the Utah District, like, U.S. District Court judge guy who, like, you know, kind of struck down part of the polygamy ban's essence on cohabitation. And second one was Canada relaxing the promotion and practice an approach towards prostitution, since prostitution is already legal there, but, I mean, the ability to say so was not necessarily
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, you
like,
know, I just read
really
an article.
Yeah.
Me too. You know how happy I would be?
What? What? What?
I would, sex should just be open. It should be, it's a business, but it's just, you
well,
know.
Well, okay, not, well, okay, sex is, well, I don't, okay, I don't know. But I will say family is a business, for sure. Like, women were property, as were slaves. And women, okay, what is this? Women are still subject to the jurisdiction of their husbands. If they're married, like, their domicile, like, I'm going to screw it up and butcher it, but there's something where, like, the domicile of a person, like, can change every now and again, but their jurisdiction can't, or the reverse, but, like, for everyone except married women, like, they're just stuck, like, wherever their spouse is located. It's, like, weird, right? It's, like,
oh.
And, like, women could, like,
yeah,
not even
I've
open,
just...
like, bank accounts in France till, like, the 60s. Like, I don't know, like, it's, like, the house master, the husband, like, lording over his manor, his home, and the people within it, or in the backyard, or the tents, or whatever, the field, right? And it was a business. Why? Because it managed people and, like, production of goods for consumption. It's like a business. That's what a family is for. And so I don't think it should be limited to the amount of persons or, like, what ever gender they think they are, consider themselves to be. Like, come on now. We can all make money. We can all live in each
yeah,
and consume
I'm,
and produce.
See, I can't stand the whole, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm turned off from my marriage because mine obviously didn't go too well. So it's just like, ugh, to be tied up. Like, if you really want to sit there and walk around through life and say that vagina is mine, that woman is mine, and I am the head of the household, you got a lot of problems, and you're going to cause yourself a whole lot of stress that you really don't need. You know, it's like, stop it, cut it out. You know, just that whole fashionedness of marriage and sex, it just sucks. Here's the thing. If somebody
well,
thinks
it's also
that...
Well, it's all kind of gross, like, at its base, because, like, the ownership of the vagina of, like, a female actually belonged to the father to give away to the guy. Like, so it's all fucked up from the very beginning. Like, not to say literally that, you know, fathers are, like, assholes and gross, but, like, the idea they're in is gross.
Yeah, it's that thing really that really kills me.
Like the family
just,
would lose honor.
I look at
like,
listen, you know what I hope? I'm a father. I have a daughter that's 7 years old. I hope my daughter is a lesbian until she's about 28 years old. You know, if she comes home and says, "Dad, I want to take a girl to the prom," I'm like, "Oh my God, yes." Two vaginas cannot make a baby, so I will not be a grandfather. I'm fine with that. And she could stay a lesbian all throughout high school and college, get a degree.
It works for
start
the Greeks.
A career. Yeah.
Like the gym. Yo, guys, two guys don't make new progeny. They're just playing together.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the Greeks and Middle Easterns got a lot of weirdness, you know, like in the Middle East
well,
it's really
do.
Common
well,
for
it all,
for a
it
girl
all stems,
to partake in.
It all stems
you know,
from
a lot
like
of girls,
a kind of weird concepts.
Oh, yeah, like how it's normal to, you know, want to save yourself and be a virgin for marriage, but anal sex in the Middle East is not a problem. It's like that's what girls do. It's okay. It's, we
well,
need more Middle Eastern girls in the U.S. then. But what I'm saying is it's like...
Well, we have... Well, Mormon women are allowed to do that sometimes, maybe, kind of. I think... These are all just my
just
beliefs.
The fact
I'm not saying they are true, but from what I've read, I believe these things to be true.
I think...
in the Middle East, there's also, like, what is it, temporary wives. You have a wife for an hour, and then you don't, and you go back to your long-term wife. That's prostitution in another word, another way, technically.
I don't think there should be anything... I don't think there should be anything illegal about prostitution. I think it should be very much legal. If you think that your parts are going to make you money, then go for it. Once the market's open, an open market, a free and open market dictates what happens within the market. You know, you got some, let's just say now, say you got a bunch of subpar men and women that are prostitutes and gigolos. You open up the market, some of those good-looking people, some of those good-looking parts are gonna get into the mix. Why not?
Who?
I don't know. Have you been
who
on Craigslist
subpar?
Lately?
You can't.
There's no...
No, I haven't, actually, but... I don't know.
You need to open up the market.
One person's Adam is another's Adonis. Is another's awkward. Is another's androgynous. I don't know. I don't know if you can validate or put value on the human's ability to live and earn, but perform, sure. If you're talking about subpar performance-wise, we can talk about that, sure. But that's still subjective because, some people like weird things, weird fetishes that are legal but weird. And some people they love
I'm
nothing
guilty.
More than vanilla, vanilla, vanilla.
I'm guilty of the weirdness, I guess.
Tell me what, who, how, when?
I'm gonna take out of this conversation that it's just me and you talking, and there's nobody else listening. Let's just go with that. And I'm not gonna.
Your fetish could change.
If I had one, I like the whole the whole humiliation thing. Not some people like bondage and beating each other. That's not my cup of tea. If you're gonna punch me, I'm gonna get aggravated. I'm not gonna get turned on. Slap is okay, but you punch me and you hit me with a chair, that's not sexual.
There's a show for that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the first time I saw it in an adult movie, this guy and this girl were going at it, and she just spit on the guy in the guy's face, and I was like, wow, I kind of like that. So that's what I mean about I don't know why.
Okay.
It's not talking one.
What? Was it clear?
See, now you're judging me. Oh yeah. It was nothing
you're
deep and clearing your throat.
That is kind of weird. What? Wait, huh?
Yeah, it's not like the whole clearing your throat. It was just a friendly little pfft in the face.
You know why? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and qualify why I say that that's gross. Because I have been spit on before, during sex, and I was grossed out.
It's got to be with a like-minded individual. I did it with one person, and it was nice.
The
first person that ever did it with,
I don't know.
That did it to me, I got pissed. It was gross. But you find that body odor. 99% of the people out there stink. But you find that one person, their stink smells good. It's got to be this, I guess, match. I don't know.
Well, I didn't like being spit on because that's not what I asked for, but then I wasn't specific, so I couldn't stay mad because I just said, ravish me, which is, kind of open to interpretation, right? So, being spit on was, what came naturally to him, and I'm like, okay, That's not quite what I meant. Ew. Like, that's just gross. That's why to me,
yeah.
I'm like, no. But let's see. If that's
yeah,
for me, it's weird that maybe other people don't think it's weird. Or they, I don't know. Is, wait. Well, not quite weird and not like a must do, but like being able to like stimulate a guy to completion with my feet, with my, or you're sort of like, what is it called? Indian style, yoga style, sitting in that position on whatever, and then extending your legs and being able to like do your ballerina like on point together with your feet, like, and soul to soul, well, with the penis wedged in between, and vigorously cause something to happen. That's kind of fun, but I don't know if it's a fetish, because it's not like a all-the-time thing to do. It's just like a neat, nifty thing of like, wow, I can do that? I can make an explosion happen with it? My
yeah,
feet
it's,
can
it's
do
kind of,
that?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yes.
They're awesome. Jeez.
Yeah, it's like a pat on the back. It's like a self-high five.
Wait. What? A self-high five?
It's like a pat on the...
What?
It's like a self-high five. It's
I'm
like...
I'm not saying to myself,
no,
and I don't have a penis.
No,
a
self-high five. Like, you're giving yourself a high five. Like, yeah, good
Wait.
Job. You know, like, if you can do that, if you can do that with your feet... Imagine what you can do with other parts.
What? Well, yeah. Well, I already know all the other parts. You know, those are all typical. You know what your mouth and your vagina, well, women know what our mouths and, you know, vaginas and hands can do. But, like, we don't all necessarily know what our the soles of our feet can do. And I am an exception to that rule. I know what my feet can do. They're awesome.
See, I find that hard. No, I don't find it hard to believe, but I find it easy to believe. I guess I said that wrong. I find it easy to comprehend, but there's certain things that just don't work that normally would work on most men. It just doesn't work for me. I don't know. It's just there's sometimes like.
I don't even know if every guy likes that. I just know the ones I have tried that on, it does. So, you know, like...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the feet.
Or,
I'm talking about,
five
like...
5 for 5 or...
I'm talking about, like...
People. 100% satisfaction, yo. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for, like... it's weird. Here's the thing that I think it's, like, not in... I guess it's, like, insulting in a way to a girl. I don't know, because, like... Me, for example, like when it comes to like, let's just say, let's be clean here. Hands and mouth don't do anything for me whatsoever. Never has.
What?
I'm afraid
what is,
never.
What?
Yeah, no, never. Nope. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, never, ever. I was just
well,
like,
what does? Like armpit, butt, hair folded around.
Never tried armpit.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What? Armpit?
Like the just the good old like the, I've never tried the armpit. I don't know about this, but like let's just say the mouth never has worked on me. Never, ever.
Wow.
I watch that say in an adult movie. I'm like, what is that guy thinking for that to work? Because apparently I'm thinking about the wrong stuff. I don't know.
Did you?
It's very weird.
Were you injured as like a child? How did you fall? Weird off
trees
when you were little or something? I don't understand.
Oh, I did a lot of weird things. I thought I could fly when I was younger, so it might have been. I did jump off the roof
that's
once.
That's why.
With pretend,
see,
you
know,
pretend
it.
Wings. I didn't even take the time to build some wings. I just had pretend wings, and I thought I could fly, so I jumped
you
off
must
the.
Have been,
the
you must have been difficult to date in like high school and college.
Yeah,
very hard to please. Was, like,
oh
okay,
yeah, it was
well,
just like
this is just call this good night.
See, I guess what I was like at that time period, it was like, okay, try it. You know, maybe this person just didn't work out. Now, then it got to a point where it's like, you're going to waste your time. Okay, no. After about 15 seconds, no,
you didn't,
just stop.
You only tried for 50 seconds?
Oh, no, trust me. I've tried a lot longer than that, but it's just like, it gets to the point, it's like, you know, you could only watch paint dry for so long before you want to go and do something else, which is like, okay,
well,
I don't know.
You are an anomaly. I've never met a guy like you.
Yeah. Weird.
So you don't even like masturbate then?
Oh yeah, I do. It works for me.
Oh. You're okay, then you're just like, you're just overzealous. If only let me do it, chica. You step aside. Yeah, you have too much time.
See, it's not even a technique. Trust me. It's not even that.
It's
not even like, you know.
It's sentience. It's like it's your best friend. Like, you guys go way back, so nobody else can compare. This is what I think. My unofficial diagnosis. I'm just guessing.
You know, that's what I can do. I just figured out my adult documentary. I'll do like a In Search Of, like Leonard Nimoy used to do, Looking for Atlantis.
Hey, I approve. This is like totally scientific research purposes. Do it.
I'll be scientific in
attempting to get you over that difficulty of yours. Maybe. Well, wait, what am I saying? What am I suggesting? I want to be there when it happens. Let's just say that.
Okay, but to be like all official and scientific, I'll have like a notepad and a pen
and
taking
a big
notes.
White coat, a lab coat.
There. Yes, and a lab coat.
Oh, boy. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Okay.
You're so exciting and fascinating. What? Wait, who?
Okay.
What?
So thank you. How are you?
What happened? I'm missing something. Hello?
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yeah. Okay, now I can.
Okay.
It was like cutting out for a second. I was worried and like, oh no. I'm like, are we censored? Oh. Yeah, we're not. Okay. All right. What else is wait, okay. Tell me, I'm forgetting. Tell me.
Come on, you can do it. You're the host of the show.
Like, I'm like flummoxed or like flabbergasted or whatever, something. Like, I'm speechless from you. That was. No. Like, that's. Wow. Okay. Jeez. Yes. Okay. So whatever happened to your friend Travis? There we go.
Travis. Which one? Was that the? I got a couple friends, Travis. I'm trying to think. What was it in regards?
He was your friend in class, who would help you with all the answers. I don't know. Something like this.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Because you were busy looking at all the lovely ladies and their legs, and he would take all the notes in class, so then you had to look at his notes. Am I misremembering? No.
I think you are. I'm trying to remember.
No. Never mind. Okay, since you don't remember, moving along. What's the most recent awesome movie you've ever seen? Recently.
The most awesome movie?
like, or interesting lately?
I don't really watch normal, I don't watch regular movies.
That's not what I asked you, mister.
No, I watch, like, documentaries, which, like, regular movies. I watched Fargo
the
other day. I love that movie.
Name a documentary, darn it, or I'll spit on you and make you come.
Okay, I'm not going to name one.
Had to do it. Okay, it's an airmail right now. It's en route.
There we go. An awesome documentary. I tell you what, one that I really liked a lot was, what was it? It was with Morton Downey about Morton Downey Jr. It was called, I forgot the name of it. Morton Downey, oh, you're a West Coast girl. Morton Downey Jr. was like the Morton.
Morton Salt?
I can't think of Morton Downey Jr. He was a talk show host on I think it was WNEW, and not WNEW, WOR in New York. He had a syndicated talk show, and he used to get in the faces of guests. He kind of made Al Sharpton famous. He put Al Sharpton on the map. And Evocateur is the name of the documentary.
I thought his hair did that. Al Sharpton.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was Fat Al. This was not skinny Al. This was Fat Al when he had the gold chains and the slick hair. Evocateur is a really good documentary. It was like the beginning of like trash TV and in your face television. This guy chain smoked during his talk show. He used to get in the faces of guests and scream at them. Very captivating individual, and he really got the ball rolling on basically what TV is today. And he was only on for like 2 years in the late 80s, early 90s, somewhere around there, mid to late 80s. Fascinating.
I was just barely born-ish. I was like only a few years old for most of the 80s, so like, yeah. Right over my head, plus yes, not East Coast. But I'm going to look it up. I want to see this. Evocateur. Is he still alive right now?
No, unfortunately he passed away of lung cancer.
Darn it.
But yeah, just a fascinating individual. Trashy, womanizer, drunk, chain smoker, and it was just lightning in a bottle for exciting TV.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a good one. And what else did I watch recently that was really good? I watch a lot of Vice documentaries, like Vice.com, so I can never get enough of that.
Yes, that's what I was mentioning earlier.
Shane Smith is awesome. He's an awesome guy. And I've watched a lot of stuff. Oh, ayahuasca. I've been watching a lot of documentaries about ayahuasca and DMT.
What?
It's a DMT.
Wait, DMT, that's a death drug where you think you're dying?
There's one that's
semi-catatonic, death-like feeling. No?
You kind of cross over to, like, the spirit world. It's kind of like, I guess, like, maybe like a peyote, stuff like that, where you kind of find the meaning of yourself. It's not something you do on a constant, consistent basis, like, say, pot or, you know.
No. I've heard of this. There's a friend of mine who's a chemistry major, in fact.
The spirit molecule. I would watch it. It's called The Spirit Molecule. It's about DMT, and it's got a very fascinating individual that I like a lot, Graham Hancock. He's an author and a writer and a freelancer, and there's scientists in it, and it's just it's like a drug for very artistic, intellectual people that try to tap into their psyche and who they are and what they are.
For the Hunter S. Thompson types, the Jack Kerouacs and the Hunter S. Thompsons.
Oh yeah, I was in awe of Norris Thompson. I just that guy was an interesting person. One a personal hero of mine. I have a
yeah. I have remember one of his quotes.
I have a Hunter S. Thompson
not,
T-shirt.
Yeah, or he said he does not want to go like silently, quietly into his grave. He wants to go with skid marks and like. All kinds of craziness, like, you know, racing in there with the life vigorously lived. It's very interesting.
Yeah, see, those are people that I can really kind of, like, grab onto, like people that have no boundaries on what they want to do in life and not be scared, you know, just be,
well,
just
have
be
some boundaries,
you know, exciting.
You have some boundaries.
Well, I mean, obviously, as you grow older,
every now
you kind of...
No, by about the age of 7, because, you know, then you got to face some consequences. I don't know. Like, okay, in theory, to me, the freest act I've ever heard of was, and it involved two people, and this is, I believe it was Germany, was a guy who asked for someone to cook him and, well, kill him and cook him and eat him. And it was carried out according to his wishes, and, you know, as morality stands, you know, the person who committed the act, you know, and ate the witness, he was punished for that. Yet, you know, elusively,
yeah,
philosophically, that is one of the freest acts ever, to give your life as a gift and your body as, like, a delicacy to somebody else. And be like open to it and like want them to enjoy your body as a meal.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Not just the fluids,
ever.
All the stuff that's like, that's a truly free person, and I don't know if I want to meet them, those types. But I would say they were very free individual.
Yeah.
Both of them.
there's a difference between freedom. But there's a difference, I think, between freedom and being a psychopath. And, I'm definitely with you. I think when it comes to
well, it depends on if you're
not limiting.
A violent psychopath or not.
Yeah, I'm not into violence. I don't like that. I'm a
peaceful
guy.
Some of the best people in business are, like, completely psychopathic.
Yeah, there's
like
the whole
like
diabolical. I guess if you get rid of the diabolical side, that's what I like.
Well, yeah,
keep
the do no harm thing in mind. Try to be like, you know, Hippocratic oath like in a way. Try not to harm others if you can.
Yeah, I think you should have a freedom to do what you want. If it, one, makes you happy, and two, doesn't hurt other people. You know, I'm not into that. As I get older, I realize that, you know, you kind of, you know, I guess things kind of go into perspective for you on what happiness is. And those people that are like cutthroat, there's one side of life, you have to be cutthroat to get to where you want, but you shouldn't do it at the expense of others' happiness and livelihoods. You know, sometimes you gotta hurt feelings, but I wouldn't necessarily cook somebody and eat somebody. You know, that,
right. Well, that would be an extreme example of pure freedom, but not moral freedom, but like. What do you call it? sorry. Shit, I forgot. Darn it. I'm losing it. I'll remember in like 3 seconds. Or not. Okay, yeah. Yes. But I would say like somebody who's like, you know, a genius like scientist or doctor or something, they have to be a little bit of a psychopath to, like, want to cut people open and the first person and group of people to perform surgery are fucking sadistic. They're, like, assholes. Like, they don't even know if it's going to be right to do. like that they're that person's still going to keep breathing and talking afterwards. Like it's like trial and error. Like you have to in a certain way be like detached in a way to like for progress to happen, but it's at the expense of like possibly lives. Probably a lot of people died before the first successful surgery was performed.
Well, yeah, you know what? I got a good example, not necessarily to that extreme, but I was on my friend's podcast. He's out in the Southern California area. He's got a podcast called Far From Centered, and I was on his show, and we were talking about he knows somebody, he's kind of a high up there type of person, you know. He runs in a different circle than I run. And he knows somebody who's going to be on the first excursion to Mars. You know, he signed up for it. Now, if it actually happens,
does he know
technology.
Tesla, whatever, what's his name? Elon, what?
I don't. Well, there's a thing. If technology permits, and we're able to travel to Mars. He knows somebody that signed up for
No. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, what's that dude? Elon Tesla. Like the dude that's making the cool cars.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know his name though.
Like he has the kind of money where he could go to Mars. What I mean. He's, like, helping to do stuff like that, like, prepare people for future transits in the outer region.
And what we were talking about, like you were saying, like, who was that first, lack of better terms, who was that first weirdo to cut open a body to see how the heart worked or to see how the liver was attached, you know, to this part of the body? This guy, you know, volunteered. He'll be going to Mars if technology permits. And we said, we were talking about how the first person figured out what drug is good. Like, who figured out if you eat this plant that it'll get you high? Who figured out if you eat this plant, it'll nourish you? And then who figured out who is the poor dummy that ate that plant and died? And we were joking around.
Yeah, but
around
said it was good
like,
while it was happening through him. Like,
yeah.
This is great. Now I'm dead.
We were joking around. It's like, this guy's going to go to Mars and watch. He's going to be like, okay, all there are is rocks out here. He's either going to eat a rock and die, or he's going to eat a rock and have the exciting trip, you know, high imaginable. And there's only one way to figure it out, to eat that rock. And you got to be the first person to do it. You got to have somebody. Smoke it or ring it or whatever the case may be.
Well, we're not talking about Toronto.
No. Leave Rob Ford out of this.
I'm just kidding. He's kind of cute in a weird way.
He's an exciting train wreck. There needs to be a Rob Ford in every province of Canada and every state in America.
No, don't you dare say that. Don't you dare say that. No, there need be only one of him. Please.
Rob Ford.
But he's interesting.
Washington D.C. needs a Rob Ford. That's what I thought.
It's like running loose with. What are you talking about? What?
You know how exciting our jobs would be? Where if we sit down, you sit down on a Sunday evening and do your show, or I sit down on a Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at vetsonmedia.com/SalandJ and do my show. See, that was a nice shameless plug. To sit down, and if I could talk about a Rob Ford type of person every week, I would never need to find or search out something interesting to talk about. It would already be there. Kind of like when Charlie Sheen was running loose. And for when I was doing
it's
my...
It's already there.
I was
not looking hard enough. You're not looking hard enough, darling.
I don't like the good-looking people that are train wrecks. I like the big, fat, loud guy. Those are exciting guys. Good-looking people that are train wrecks are sad. I got to go out to California then.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I got to go out to California. We got to go find a nudist colony and a Rob Ford, and then live happily ever after. That's what we got to do.
Oh.
And then go to France.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Wow. Okay. But in the meanwhile...
In the meanwhile, we just gotta find like-minded individuals like ourselves for our shows. Yeah. That's a sad thing. We just gotta make do sometimes.
Yes. Oh.
So since it's been a while since I talked to you, what have you been doing exciting lately?
Hi. Oh, let's see. Okay. That's a good question. Okay. I've been studying, actually, for actually three different certifications. One's like, you know, a profession, and the other two are very good and useful practical things. So I've been doing that, I've actually been, planning for what I want to do for 2014 for future radio shows. Like, you know, I want to go ahead and do video and audio for my radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, like, you know, lagging on getting that, you know, into effect. So hopefully, you know, the new year will be a catalyst to do so from the very first Sunday onwards. Because once I do it, I'm not going to not do it or very rarely not do video. So just getting myself, you know, mentally prepared for that in my studio and, like, all the angles and, like, you know, best backdrop and what kind of cute outfits look awesome on camera. this kind of thing. Like, yeah. Just preparing for radio expansion. In a way.
Nice. I'm excited about that.
I know, but I'm just like, it's going to be wild because it's like, all right, when music's playing, should I be dancing? Should I just point the camera to something fixed and static, like a poster on the wall? La, 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 la. All these things. Should I show me playing with my puppy dog? Because that's usually what I have to do if he won't be quiet and go to bed during the show. Then I have to, like, throw his ball, like, ad nauseum the whole time over and over. So I don't know. So deciding these things, that's probably the biggest thing. Yeah.
Huh. I like that. well, I got a green screen, and I got some studio lighting. And what I'm going to do is start doing more video type work. What I'm going to do with my show probably within the next month, I'm going to have a video element to it. So instead of just listening to the show, you'll be able to watch the show. Other shows on the platform already do that, but I had to work on some stuff and I had to buy a new computer because mine was kind of crapping out on me. So
yeah.
I got a new computer and I got go.
You just shorted out.
Light.
Hello.
And a green screen. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I got all this stuff for a nice video element to the show, so you'll be able to watch me while I'm doing the show. And
that,
I'm excited because now instead of just
can
talking about,
you?
Say, like,
I'm
yes.
I'm going to tip you during the show. Totally.
You can do that. so what I'm going to do instead of... so, like, if I'm talking about making a cocktail... Instead of just talking about it, I'll be able to show people and make a cocktail, and then we'll have a cocktail together. And I'm going to do this all the while I'm wearing my I got a small collection of two of Mexican wrestling masks. So I'm going to wear my
That's right.
my I call it I call it El Caco, so I'm going to wear my El Caco mask during the show. And
oh, my goodness.
Just have fun.
Oh, and that's all? That's all you're going to wear? Just that?
Like I think for
an apron, yeah,
an apron. Yeah, I do the apron and a mask, and if I have any listeners at the end of the show, I'll be thankful.
Yeah.
I suppose if I don't scare them all away.
Dude, I think that might be like stimulating, erotic. I want to watch. Totally.
I'll send you a direct link. I'll send you the link when I'm doing dry rehearsals and dry runs.
Yeah, do a dry run. Dry run, sure. With like a cock cam, like one pointed, just so. And that would be awesome. Just for me, like while you're doing the dry run, I'll tell you if everything's staying in its proper formation.
Yes.
You never can tell.
And,
never can tell, right?
You can be my erotic director for the show. There, you got an
Lover.
Official title for the show.
Yes. Yay! Goodness. Hey, set director.
So yeah.
Get it set to balls. Woohoo! Okay, I cracked myself up. Sorry, thanks, silly now. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. So.
Thank Kofi.
Yeah. So that's what I got going on within the next month, and then hopefully keep expanding from there, and just see where my imagination takes me, and see if people like it, and you know, or not, and you know, then I just adjust it accordingly, I guess I should say.
Well, hopefully some lovely woman out there somewhere will like help you adjust as well, because that's a shame. You cannot like keep living and not like release, be able to be released like manually or orally. That doesn't, I don't approve of this at all. This is just wrong.
Just anomalies of the universe that happen.
That like really bothers me. Serious. I'm gonna be brooding over this. Yeah. My gosh.
I guess don't think too deep into it. I guess it happens.
I'll try
you know?
Not to. That just is like the Oh, I don't know. That's just sad.
Yeah. I've come to accept it. So.
You shouldn't. You should not.
Well, we gotta start that documentary then. That's what I say.
Totally. Get on it. My goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Well, my dear, it is getting late on the East Coast, and I have to work in the morning.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, I got my pitiful day job. Sadness.
Darn it.
Sad.
Darn it.
So.
Yes, yes. But, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I didn't mean to keep
well,
you, like,
thank
for
you.
So very long
oh, no,
this evening.
Oh, no, don't worry. No, I'm not done with the evening yet. I still have to Google you when we get off the phone. And But Xander, you are always fun to hang out with and talk to. We have to do a sit down interview one of these days for
oh
all
gosh.
Of our fans.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Yes.
And I will have an El Caco mask for you, and we could both wear masks.
Why?
And be mysterious.
Why?
We could
Why?
Be mysterious.
I don't want to do that.
Fine, I'll wear a mask
understand.
And you can just wear a cape.
I don't know what it means. I will do a Venetian mask. I have an awesome one already. Like, it's cool.
Well, there you go.
And
we could have a masquerade.
Yeah. I'll be naked under the cape. I have a black velvet cape And I have, I have a purple Venetian mask, and I have, like, a white face one. So as long as you don't think that's racist, I will... I will wear that one. Yes?
I approve. So, but you have fun, and we'll talk in the future. But I have to go to bed. So, sadness.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I look forward. I'm going to have you on the show soon.
Woohoo! Hey, did you find that one dude? The rapper guy? We're all supposed to do a big old powwow meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
That kind of fell through. Yeah, that was...
Darn.
I think we'll do a show like that in the future. I haven't forgotten.
Okay,
it's
well,
just,
then get your Mars
that...
dude. Get your Mars dude or somebody like him, then. The dude that wants to go to Mars.
I can do that. Yeah, the rapper guy, what happened was right around that time is when I got picked up by the platform I'm on now, so I kind of had to reshuffle everything and kind of redo a bunch of stuff. So it kind of took me out of my loop of what I wanted to do, and I had to basically restart the show from scratch in a good way because, the platform I'm on now, I like a lot, a bunch of like-minded individuals. It's a smaller group, and it's fun. But for all your listeners, because I do a lot of weird shows now, where I have scientists and I got some scientists and some people lined up, and
that's
I got some
fantastic
military guys and some athletes, and I got a conspiracy theorist coming on. So January is going to be an exciting month for me for the show.
Tell everyone again how often your show is going to be broadcasting and which days and times, if there's more than one,
for
the new year with vetsonmedia.com.
I do a show. It's called Tactical 16 Radio with Silent J. That's on Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's live. And it's also on iTunes and on Podbean. Podbean.com, so you can listen to it in an app or a podcast form as well. And there's a new show I'm going to be working on with my buddy from Far From Centered, and it's going to be him and I, and it's going to be Center Mass Radio, and he's a really cool guy. So we're going to have a little bit of everything on that show, and what day and time that's going to be is
Center Mass
up in the air right now. Center Mass. Yep.
Center
and,
Mass. Where did you get the title from?
It's a military term. When you aim for a center mass. So we're trying to hit the bullseye.
Is that the belly button
on that show?
Is that the belly button?
I would say the sternum.
Oh.
I guess it would be center mass. Yeah, the belly button in a different case. So,
naval
but
gang.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
So that's the times I'm on, 7 to 9 Eastern, Wednesday night on vetsonmedia.com. And then you could search me up by Silent J on the site. You'll see my mug on there.
So no more junk punch, it's all gone?
It's all gone. Yeah, the junk punch went
gone.
Away because, yeah,
archives
it is.
Archives still available or no?
The archives are available.
Okay,
it's just
everybody.
I wanted to do that show, but it was just I was stretching myself thin, and I was doing a Tactical 16 show, and then a half hour later I was doing the Junk Punch, and it just got to be too much, you know.
Okay.
4 hours in one night of different guests.
Oh, wow.
And you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I was starting to mix people up and stuff like that. So yeah, I just kind of redid it. So now for the fun and exciting and cool stuff is going to be the video work I'll be doing in the future. So I'll have the nice responsible, intellectual radio show, but the really weird, really exciting video element. So, yeah, so that's that.
I'm excited.
So,
oh, wow.
You should be.
Thank you so much. Ooh, should I? Wow.
Yes.
That was a sexy
But thank you very
like,
much for having
right
me
there.
On.
Woohoo! Yes. You're very, very welcome. To everyone out there,
but yes.
Silent J, who has been speaking with me this evening, and he is well-known to me because of the Junk Punch, and I was on his show when I was in Chicago 2 years ago. With Magical Hustle and the woman from Vegas with The Naked Truth. And I've probably done, what, 2 or 3 interviews on your show, and you've done, like, 2 or 3 or
mm-hmm.
4 on mine now. So, yeah, we
yep.
go way back, like, 2 years, you guys. It's, like, awesome. And he's cool, so check him out. You can listen to the archives of The Junk Punch and then all of his new material coming your way, Tactical 16 on Wednesdays, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and then Center Mass to be announced for the time. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really good. You did a better job than I did. So thank you very much.
Never, never, never.
Well, you have a good night, and I'm going to go dream about Sandra London now.
Woohoo! Yeah. Okay.
All right, you take care, honey. I'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Feeling ba-ba-bum as I run upside. Dealing to the downs as I come inside. Run and hide, better fuck your pride. Gotta stay safe, eat great pumpkin pie. Really gotta go, it's about that time. Million little bros gotta search and find. Scramble and scurry, rambo and fury. Advance to a hurry to that land and no mercy. Damn, better learn these scams, but he hurt me. Hands on the shirt, she glances like, ooh. I'm like, certainly, pass the slurpee. Don't tease me, but girl, you can jerk me. Dirty, my Gertie's still flirting, and her scream alerts me. Times 13, her perky's on.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.